What is happening? This, that, and those listeners. What's going on, everybody? Today's episode is brought to you by Patreon. Our Patreon page is patreon.com/andthos. A-N-D-T-H-O-Z. A-N-D-T-H-O-Z. If you feel like dropping a little something for us, go ahead. The whole reason behind the Patreon page is to bring our podcast to video finally. Okay, we have audio on YouTube, but we don't have video. The podcast is also now on Anchor, if that's what you use to listen to your podcast, or if you prefer to go over there. We are now on there. Everything from the Bronco podcast all up and through to whenever this crazy ship ends. They're all going to be now on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Anchor, Podbean, and wherever the fuck you get your podcasts. My guest today is an artist from Toronto. Her name is Shanika. Hopefully I said that right. I really, really hope so. Hopefully I don't just butcher people's names on the beginning of this podcast. She is, she has a very, very unique sound to her music that I enjoy. The Genster enjoys. I think you guys would enjoy it. If you stick around at the end, you'll hear her music. And it's another artist that Dope Smoothies recommended to me. And I honestly can't wait to talk to her because I want to know more about what it's like for females in the hip-hop R&B kind of industry, you know? So I hope you guys enjoy this one. This is Shanika. What's up, guys? So, I am going to go give her a call, and we will resume the podcast once her and I get to talking. And boom, we are good to go. So, first off, I want to say that during intros, when I introduce a guest and I don't talk to them before, sometimes I butcher their names. Can you just say the way that you pronounce your name?
Yeah, my name is Shanika.
Oh, I got it perfect then.
Yeah, I did. Like you said, like Hanukkah, so I was like,
yeah.
That's literally how I tell like everyone. I'm like Shanika, like Hanukkah, so you can remember.
Okay, good.
So yeah,
that's when. Dope Smoothies. He sent me a list of people to look up, and then I saw yours, and I looked, and I was thinking, and then I saw on your page you had it how you're supposed to pronounce it. So that,
yeah.
Can you?
I know, I do.
What was that? Can
I'm
you?
Saying people still butcher it, even though I have it literally on my page. Like people still always mess it up, so it's like it's pretty funny. But I always correct them. So but you got it, so you're good.
I got great. Did yeah. Did you and Dope Smoothies work together, or do you know who that is?
Yeah, we're like planning on working together. We're like currently working on something. It's just because like I just got caught up in a lot of stuff that like I'm supposed to like send in my vocals or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we are like planning on working together though. So we've been like talking for a few months now.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, he's super dope. So
yeah, I agree. I think you guys, I think your music would mash up really good together.
Yeah, he has a cool sound. I like his
sound. Yeah. He's very laid back, and then like so are you. Like your music, you have a very unique sound to your music.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Do you love being in Toronto? First off, did you grow up in Toronto?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Toronto. Been here my whole life.
Do you love it there, or like for the business aspect of it, would it be easier for you to move to the US, or does it not really matter?
I think in Toronto we have like our own thing going on for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously now that like we're kind of up there, you know, like everyone kind of knows of Toronto. I think people are sleeping less on artists from here.
Okay.
So we have this whole thing like going on where there's like a lot of creative like people all over the place, right? So I don't know, like I think it's still, I don't think it would be like easier for me, I guess, to move to the U.S., but I think I'd maybe get more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, just being in Toronto, since it's very, like, the city and it's very well known now, it's pretty sick. Like, I get to, like, collaborate with people and, you know, people easily find out about you and stuff through, like, social media.
Right.
So, yeah, I love it here.
Right. Has social media, like, when you reach out to other artists and stuff, like, because I have a podcast and I'm always reaching out to people, how do you go about reaching out to an artist that you'd want to work with? Or, because, I mean, it gets exhausting reaching out to so many people all the time for the podcast. Because, like, I find the whole idea, like, behind my podcast is I want to just have good conversations with people that I find interesting. And I think some people kind of get turned off to that, like, with musicians or just someone that's even in a bigger spotlight. Like people will have me try to talk to their like managers and stuff before a podcast, and I just don't feel like that's how it should go. I just feel like it should be a fun conversation with people. How do you go about like reaching out to artists that you want to work with, or how do they go about reaching out to you?
I don't know, usually it's very, like, casual, right? Like, obviously I'm not going to be, like, super late. Like, if I don't usually tend to reach out to people as often as people reach out to me, which sounds kind of, like, whack. But, like, no, like, I will reach out to someone if I really, like, dig their work and I think it's, like, something that, you know, I would want to collaborate with them.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, like, if I do hit someone up, I basically just, like, you know, if I've been following them for a while, I just tell them how I appreciate their work and how I think they're dope. And yeah, it's pretty, like, casual. I don't try to make it, like, too professional where it's, like, very, like, business-like. Because I feel like, especially with music, I don't, like, it is kind of, like, a business itself, especially if you're trying to take it seriously. But at the same time, it's, like, an art, right? And I think, I don't know, I just like it to be casual and it's just me being like, yo, like, I dig your work, you know what I mean? Like, if you... you know, want to collaborate, then that would be sick. You know, I think we could do something together. But usually that's how I do it. I don't, like, overthink it, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. What's, like, you said the music scene kind of is growing in Toronto. Other than, like, what's it like there? Other than, obviously Drake, the big one. And then, isn't Bieber from Toronto, too? Or somewhere?
Sorry,
isn't Justin Bieber from Toronto?
Yeah, Justin Bieber, we have, like, Jesse Reyes, Daniel Caesar, there's, like, a few people on the cover, like, Nav, I don't know if you know Nav, he's, like, a...
I didn't even know he was from Toronto.
Yeah, well, I believe he's from, yeah, he should be from Toronto, but I know he's from Canada, but...
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that many, like musician artists from Canada. I mean, other than, you know, the few big ones, I do
.
I watch a ton of YouTube videos though. And there's a group of YouTubers that are from Ottawa, I believe. Is that, that's in Canada, correct?
Yeah.
There's a group of those guys that I watch a lot that are from Canada. Is there like, is there anything like about the music scene in Toronto that more people are sleeping on?
I think for sure, just because I feel like obviously the U.S. is more known for their music, like all over the, you know what I mean? Like all over the country.
Right.
But I feel like people especially like focus on like Hollywood, like California, whatever, you know, everyone's like there is in the whole like music scene or some kind of like, you know, in the industry. But in Toronto, I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like you kind of have to either, like, follow people from, you know, on social media from Toronto to kind of understand it, but I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of like with Toronto, it's like everyone knows of each other. It's like you always have mutual friends, right? So
okay.
if I meet someone at an event or something, and I'm like, oh, you're cool, and we, like, exchange our, like, Instagram or whatever, like, I'll see, oh, there's this next person that follows them that I know from another place. It's like, we're all connected, And it's like a lot of people know of each other, but it's like until we kind of have the opportunity to like actually connect in person, it's like we like know of you. Oh, I follow her. I follow him. Kind of like that. That makes sense.
Right.
That's how I think of
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like everybody knows. So everybody kind of knows each other through someone or another.
Connected all the time.
Right. Who are, like, what albums did you grow up on?
Albums?
Yeah, what albums, like what artist, or better, what are your musical, like, I don't know if this is how you say her name, but Alina Perez, that's someone that my girlfriend actually listens to, and I showed her your music, and she really enjoyed it because it gave her, like, that kind of vibe, like, what artist or influences do you have on that impacted your music?
Oh man, there's a lot. Like I was always into music, like, you know, growing up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of got Alina Blas is someone I listen to. I really dig her work too. She has like a very
chill
and mellow. Yeah. There's a lot. Like Jessie Reyes is one big person that inspires me. Georgia Smith. A lot of people, even like Tyler the Creator is like a totally different vibe for me. But it's just like there's different artists that kind of inspire me in different ways. So even if it's like not really the same vibe as like mm-hmm. my sound, it's kind of like I take inspiration from, you know, even like whether it's their writing style or like the way they produce or whatever it is. Yeah, there's a whole lot. Honestly, like I could go on forever. Like there's so many people that I can't even think of.
if you had to put like your top three influences, who would those be?
Top three for sure, Jessie Reyes, just because she's super real and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
I just really fuck with her, like her lyrics, her style, how real she is with her music. I'm trying to think of someone else, but I don't know if you know who Steve Lacy is.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, he's one artist. He's like around my age too, so he kind of started off like he inspires me because he started making music by producing himself and just kind of putting it on SoundCloud, and then he kind of got discovered like that. So that's basically how I started. I started like producing on my own, just doing everything by myself, just for fun. And then, yeah, there's a lot of people. Honestly,
speaking of like
there's a list
of SoundCloud. Did you like upload and then it just automatically like people heard it and were like, yes, this is like we fuck with her, or did it take some time? Like putting stuff on there repeatedly and repeatedly.
With me, it was kind of like I never posted it to be like, oh, I want to get this many plays. I want mm-hmm. to like get no famous or whatever. Like it started. I always did covers first because I guess like everyone, especially girls, they always start. You know, you do covers, right? So
right.
people kind of know. Oh, okay, this person sings. So then, my mom actually got me like a microphone for Christmas, like a few years ago, 3 years ago or something. So then after that, I kind of just did, like, better sounding covers, and I was like, okay, like, let me upload it to SoundCloud. So once I did that, like, I just did it for fun just because I was having fun with it, and it sounded so, like, you know, so professional and stuff. So I was, like, amped about it, and then people kind of started, like, liking it, and I was like, oh, shit, like, people are actually, like, following me and liking it. And then I really wanted to, like, make my own music. So after that, I was like, oh, I kind of want to make my own stuff and, you know, write and whatever. So, yeah, it was, like, I just uploaded stuff, and then it kind of just happened. Like, I never really never thought about I want this many views and stuff, and it kind of slowly started to build up, like, my following and my plays and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, it didn't, yeah, it kind of just happened. Like, it didn't take me a while. Yeah, it was kind of, I don't know, like, the amount, the time it took for me to kind of get more plays and stuff, but it just kind of happened.
Right.
Because yeah, I just kept uploading and stuff.
When you first noticed that your music was starting to get more and more plays, how did that feel? Because like for me, when I see that a podcast gets more downloads than like, you know, there's some that don't have any views or few views, but then there's some that get more views, and like the feeling. Like while I'm doing the podcast, you know, because I love podcasting, when I get those extra couple views, you know, it does feel amazing. Is that how it felt for you? Like when you noticed that your SoundCloud was like starting to rack up the plays?
Yeah, for sure. Like it's unreal because I feel like it's kind of like for everyone. It's like you always have this like dream or you can imagine like, oh, it's going to be sick. It's like, you know, people listen to my stuff. So when it actually, like you said, when you see that you're getting more views and people are appreciating it.
Right.
It's like, it's unreal. It's like, I think with me, I always like knew, like I knew I could sing. Like, you know, when you have a talent, you kind of know that you have this talent, but I was kind of always like scared or like insecure about putting myself out there just because I'm like, oh, it's me. And like, I don't know how people would react to it or like, oh, people would appreciate it just because it's me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like when I started to see the views, I'm like, oh, these people like, they fuck with it because they fuck with it. Like they like how it sounds. So when people genuinely appreciate like someone's work, they will like tell you, you know what I mean?
Right.
No matter who you are or whatever, like, they will tell you, and that's what was, like, crazy to me, because I was always like, oh, it's me, like, just, like, I can't get this many views, because I'm me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. No, I get that 100%. You kind of think to yourself, like, all right, well, there's, like, all these other, there's, like, for me, it's like, okay, there's all these other podcasts, so why would somebody listen to me talk shit for an hour, or whatever it is? And then when people like start messaging me and they're like, yo, that episode was actually like super funny, or that interview with that person was really good. It like, it just feels good. And like in your soul, it feels great to like know that people are appreciating your stuff. Even if like you're not posting it for listens or for money, if that stuff comes with it, it just makes it that much better. Like that's like you put that out yourself and then people enjoyed it. And like, I don't know, one of the, like I do, I'll do open mics sometimes. I haven't done one in a while just because I'm nervous as shit because it's been so long. But, like when I did that the first time too, and I got like my first laugh, that was, it felt so good. Like, okay, well I have a chance that this could work, you know? Back to your music though, how would you describe your own style? Because like I said, it's like I was gonna say it was like Summer Walker or the Janine Aiko, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like it's different than them. If it sounds like them a little bit, it does, but it's your own style. How would you describe your style?
I don't know, like, I for sure know that I have, like, a unique style. Like, I kind of, how it started was, like, I felt like I kind of was always, when I started singing, I was always trying to, like, when I did covers, like, sing songs that kind of didn't suit my type of voice and my type of style. So then when I started making my own music, it kind of helps and it's easier for you to kind of find your own style because you're kind of making your own music, right? And you're writing your own lyrics. It's, like, all your own. So it kind of just started like that, and I don't know how to describe it. I think for sure people say it's like mellow, it's like very chill. I feel like I have like a very laid back sound, I guess. It's
right.
Like,
you can listen to it at a coffee shop or with your buddies if you guys are all smoking and just chilling. You can listen to it like as a vibe, or if you're not, it's just, I like music that has. Like, when I listen to music, I always think, like, oh, what kind of vibe is this? And that's, like, what I got with you is, like how I just said, you could listen to it. Like, if it came on at a coffee shop, you'd be, like, your music's one of those things where you'd be, like, all right, well, let me check more of this out, right? It's like that.
Yeah,
no problem. If you could collab with any other artist, like, who is your dream collaboration?
My dream collaboration. It's a good question. It's like the question about like who inspires me. There's a
right.
whole like
yeah.
I'm literally like going on my Spotify and I'm like there's so many people. Like I said, one is for sure Jessie Reyes, just because like she's such a big inspiration to me.
Mm-hmm.
For sure her. I would actually really want to collab with Tyler, the Creator. Like, I feel like he lately has been, his songs have been more like melodic and stuff, that I feel like that would be so sick if I could do something with them.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you know what Kathy Uchis is, but she's like super dope too.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, it would be interesting, but I don't know, he's just super cool. But,
yeah.
I also like Mac Ayers. I think that's his last name. I'm not sure if you know him. He's super, like, he's a very, like, nice voice, but I feel like that would be super dope to collab with him.
Right.
There's a lot. Like, I have a never-ending list, but there's a few people that I think that it would be super dope if I got to work with them.
Being this is kind of a question that like interests me, is being a young woman, shout out to your 20th birthday, by the way, you like have you had to deal with, like, this might be a weird question, but any creepy shit with people that are like higher up in the music business?
Have I had to deal with that?
Yeah, like just people being like weird towards you because you're an attractive young woman.
Fortunately for me, like, I actually haven't come across anyone like this, but it's funny that you bring it up, because I seriously had this girl, like, hit me up, and she's kind of trying to get into the whole, like, she wants to make music and stuff, but she told me that, like, every time, it's very, like, male-dominated, right?
Yeah.
Especially with producers and stuff, and she said she's dealt with that, but for me, it's like, I have this thing where, like, I have, like, I follow my gut feeling,
okay.
And if I feel like the people that reach out to me are the people that I want to collab with that are men. I always get this, like, good feeling from them. And then, obviously, I talk to them before I go to meet anyone, right?
Right.
But, fortunately for me, I actually, like, knock on wood, I don't ever want to deal with something like that. But,
yeah.
I actually haven't dealt with that. Like, everyone's always treated me with respect and just treated me as an artist,
good.
Not just all female or whatever. Like, they treat me as an artist. I come in. I do my thing. We just have, like, good conversation. And, but if I ever dealt with that, then, I'm definitely, like, I can't.
Speaking of, like, how you said it was a male-driven business, is there any big differences that you notice being a woman in the industry that's, like, easier or harder? Or if you have one of both, like, easier or harder than if you were a man, like, because I mean, Cardi B, like Halsey, those are two of the biggest names in music right now, and they're women. Mm-hmm. Is that, does like stuff like having huge women in the industry, does that help more, or is it still way harder for women?
I think it's slowly starting to become a little bit easier, but I still feel like people kind of sexualize women all the time, so right. It's like, yeah, you can be, like, a very talented person, but it's, like, there always has to be this, like, you know what I mean? Like, the looks always has this big part of it all the time,
Mm-hmm.
But, you're saying if it's harder. Like, for me, personally, like, one thing I'd say that's more difficult is, like, I have, like, a huge support system with all my friends and everything, but one thing I notice is with, like, men, whether they're good or they're, like, garbage, they always have, like, I don't know, they always have all these, like, their boys just, like, like, sharing their stuff and supporting them. And I'm like, that's, like, good for you, but I always feel like that's one thing. As a female, I feel like people can sleep on you more just because you don't have this whole, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, guys always have these, like, people that hype them up.
Right. They have, like, their boys that are always promoting.
Sorry?
I said, like for a guy, they'll have their group of friends and all their boys are, like, blasting everything out. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like, I feel like that's why, so even if it's, like, complete, like, trash, like, they're still going to get, so much clout just because, all their boys are, like, what I'm saying?
That's
so
hilarious.
That's one thing, it is hilarious, but it's one thing for sure that when I started off, like, I felt like, even, all these people have this clout, I hate that word, but that's what, they use clout or whatever. But
no, yeah, I get it.
I for sure, women definitely have to work harder just to, like, to prove themselves. It's, like, ridiculous. But,
right. There's so, like there are so many SoundCloud rappers or just people, like, that you listen to it and you see that people are promoting it, and you're like, how can you promote that after you heard it? You know what I mean? Like, are you hearing it the same way I am?
I never, want to talk shit, because, you know, everyone likes different kind of music. Everyone has a different sound. But sometimes it's I don't think anyone could really vibe to this, but, okay, you can, you know, keep gassing up your boy, but...
100%. Like, in my opinion, I would rather listen to your album than almost any of the little whatever you want to... Little enter whatever.
Yeah.
I would rather listen to that music than any of, like, I don't know. And people, like, they just hype it up so much. And it's, there's so many artists that are so big right now that when it comes on the radio, I'm like, I don't understand how that stuff is on the radio. One of the other things I wanted to ask you is, in Toronto, because what I've found by talking to different artists is this is different in every area. In Toronto, do other artists help each other? Like, if somebody gets big, will they help people get big with them? Or are they kind of like, all right, I'm big, screw you guys?
That's a good question. And it's funny because I always talk about this. In Toronto, I think there are a lot of people that are very supportive and uplifting of each other. But then again, it's like, once you, like, how I say it is, like, there's, like, we call it the Toronto scene. So it's like, if you're in the Toronto scene, it means you're kind of, like, up there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the whole creative industry scene. So a lot of people kind of, I believe once they get into this whole Toronto scene and they kind of connect with all these, you know, other people that are well-known or whatever, they kind of tend to feel like they're elites or like they're, you know, superior or whatever. And, you know, they act out based on that, right? Like, I've obviously, like, especially in Toronto, a lot of people are like that, where it's like, they will interact with you maybe on, like, social media or whatever, but when they see you in person, it's kind of like, oh, they don't know you, you know?
Oh, that's so whack.
So, it is whack. Not everyone is like that for sure. Like, I've met a lot of genuine, very, like, real people, but there are some whack-ass people that I've met that are super, think they're the shit or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I understand that completely. I had that problem with the podcast, too, where I'll see somebody that I want to work with, I'll comment on one of their things. They say, yeah, I'm interested, DM me. And then I DM them, I check it, and it shows that they read it and didn't respond. And I'm just like, really, you couldn't even say, like, no, it's not for me? You just totally left me on read?
Like, no, thank you, or something like that.
Right.
Like, oh, appreciate you
getting
me out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's annoying. Like, with you said you have a good support system. Who are your biggest supporters? I mean, I'm always interested in, you know, who supports who, and I don't know. I'm interested in all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. My friends, 100%, like, my friends from high school, like, they're crazy. Like, there's a reason why I even started to kind of, like, put myself out there, because, like I told you before, like, I was very kind of scared, just because it's scary to, like, it takes a lot of guts to put yourself out there, right? Because you don't know what kind of reaction you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But they always, like, encouraged me, and they always supported me, and they're always, like, just, like, all the time always, like, supporting me and just making me feel, kind of reassuring me that, yo, like, you're good, but, like, chill, because I'm always, like, doubting myself all the time. So they're always there to just be like, Shanika, like, you're good, you know, like, you got this, and it's great. Like, if it wasn't for them, like, I always feel like I don't even know if I would be as far, not that I'm super far with my music, but, you know, even where I am right now, it's like, for sure, they had a big impact. And definitely my siblings too. Like, I have two younger siblings. They're always, like, very supportive all the time, you know, like, promoting my stuff. And, like, they're kind of the people that I show, like, when I make something, I'll show it to them and be like, oh, like, do you like it? And they're always like, yo, like, release it, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I have a crazy, support system.
Yeah, that's too how it is, like, for me. Like, my girlfriend was actually the one that I was always talking about podcast this, podcast that. She's like, why don't you just fucking make a podcast, you idiot? And and then, like, I posted the first one, and some of my buddies, they were just like, you know, it's not there yet, but you have, like, you have, you know, you could do it. Like, it's something that I could see you doing. And even, like, some of my buddies, when I post a podcast now, they'll tell me, like, eh, that one wasn't so good. Or on the flip side, when they're like, yo, that one was actually really good, I know that they're being honest with me. And I know that, like, that's what I actually need to hear. I don't need people, like, just constantly gassing you up, talking about how great it is. You also need people to be like, yo, check it real quick, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, like, that's what my friends are. Usually they always, like what I put up. But they always tell me, like, oh, you know, this was better than, you know, like, you could have, like, well, and this, like, you know, obviously it's, like, no one ever wants to be criticized, but it's always, like, I'd rather have someone, like you said, be honest with me and be straight up to my face.
Right.
Then, like, you know, if it's not good, you have to tell me, you know, it's not good, because as my friend, you don't want, you know, me to put out something that's not good.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, 100%. Or what I could
do. So, yeah, I always appreciate honesty, too.
Yeah, and there's also a fine line when people are like, oh, I'm not an asshole, I'm just honest. And really, they're like, no, you're kind of being an asshole. Like, if somebody was to be like, yo, that track sucked, you'd be like, or you could just say that it needed some work, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Some people just don't know how to talk. Like,
yeah, that's actually true.
Communicate everything, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Not hurt people's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
The last question before we get into the funner part of the podcast is, what does the future hold for Shanika, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I see myself creating more, for sure. I would love to, like, you know, travel, you know, just do music everywhere on the world. I'm trying to make a music video this year, hopefully, fingers crossed, for the near future. I see myself growing with my music and just expressing it with, you know, people all around the world, and, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Have you, before we get into the questions, have you, I don't know if SoundCloud does this, but have you seen that, like, your tracks get plays in other countries or anything yet?
Yo, on Spotify, they, because, like, all my music is, like, everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Spotify, it actually shows you, like, all your stats and everything, and it's crazy. Like, I can see, like, every single country people play it from, and it's, like, over, like, 70 countries, and I'm like, that's fucking crazy. Like,
yeah.
And my number one plays is actually from the United States.
Really?
So it's, like, more than even...
It's Canada. Not even...
Yeah,
in- like, that's...
Yeah, like, it's crazy, right? I'm like, right. Wow, like, saying I'm more supported.
That's...
I'm like, listeners, like, you know, not even in my country.
That is funny. The one of the sites that I do, that I post the podcast through, will show you, like, the countries that it plays in. And I have, like, I had, like, 15 listens in like Brazil or something random. And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like, what, how the fuck am I getting views in Brazil and Germany and shit? I'm like, this doesn't even make sense to me.
Literally the same. Yeah. Germany. And, like, I did, like, some Turkey, and, like, it's so random.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like places. Yeah. And there's other places that don't even, like, really speak English, and you're like, all right, I'm down with it, though.
Yeah.
But that was a fun, and we're going to get into the fun questions now. This is my favorite part of the podcast, and pretty much I think this is everybody's favorite part of the podcast. We're going to ask a few questions, and then we're going to play All Day or No Way. The first question, this is a reoccurring one that I'm going to keep doing. I decided until I get a double, until somebody says the same one. If you could beat the shit out of one fictional character, who would it be?
A fictional character?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The first person I, for some reason, thought of is, like, I don't know if you know the animated movie. It's like an animated movie. It's so random. But I thought of the movie Coco. You know, like, that. I don't know if you know that film.
Is that the Disney?
Yeah. That's the first one because I just like recently watched it and it just pissed me off because like I was crying and everything. But I beat the shit out of like there's like basically the kid. There's this famous guy that was his uncle or whatever, but he ended up not even being his uncle and he kind of stole his like real uncle's like music and kind of took credit for it or whatever. Yeah, I'll beat the shit out of him just because I recently watched that. And when you asked that, was the first thing that came to my head.
That's funny. That is good. I originally said the cast of The Big Bang Theory, but I think I need to switch it. Have you ever seen, this is like the true person on TV that pisses me off. Have you ever watched the show The King of Queens?
No, I haven't actually.
I feel like not a lot of people have, but there's this like, there's this old dad that lives with the couple in that movie and he's just a pain in the ass and it bugs me so much. And I think I would beat the shit out of that old man if I could beat the shit out of him.
Oh, my gosh. He's probably really like a cranky old man or something.
Not even cranky. He's just like, he's just always in the couple's way. Like, they'll do something and he wants to be included and they don't have enough money or it's just stupid shit like that. But it's every single episode and it just pisses me off.
Yeah.
The next one is, well, first off, do you like cats or dogs more?
I like dogs more.
Okay, so this is the question. Would you rather have a dog with a cat's personality or a cat with a dog personality?
Oh, that's a good question. You know what, though? The thing is, like, I recently found this whole, like, I'm going to give you an explanation.
All right, that's good.
I found this, like, love towards cats because I used to not really like them. But I like them because I think when you get older, it's kind of chill to just have, like, a chill pet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just because, man, it's so hard, but I feel like I'd have a cat with a dog's personality.
The cat with a dog. Wow.
I know, it's like, I know my explanation's going to walk, but I'm just thinking about it, and I'm like, just because I feel like the look of dogs, like, they're super cute. Like, I think dogs are cuter than cats, but I always imagine them to be very, like, energetic. So I feel like if I have, like, this cute-ass dog, and it's just, like, ignoring me, like, then
yeah,
I think I'd catch
cats. That's true. Cats always act like you're not shit when, like,
yeah, they're very stubborn.
They are. They very. I was gonna actually go with a dog with a cat's personality, but now that you said that, really? I might. But yeah. I feel like a cat with a dog's personality might be a nightmare.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. It's kind of, this is a question. It's confusing, but I don't know, I just feel like I feel ways if I had this, like, cute-ass dog and it's just, like, not loving me and running around, like, right? I feel
yeah, like, putting its tail up and just walking around.
Yeah.
Doing, like, some... And you know what? Cats make weird-ass noises when, like, they're in another room and you're like, what the fuck is that? It's... And you're like, what are you doing yeah. over there?
Yeah.
So I might, oh, I might go with the cat with the dog's personality. Now you switched me on that one. if you had to age 10 years, would you rather it be from the neck up or the neck down?
I think I'd go down actually.
Really?
Yeah, just because like I'm 20, so.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So I'd be, like, 10 years old, and life when I was 10 years old was amazing, right? Like, I was a kid, no worries, like, I reminisce, like, I'm a type of person where I reminisce a lot
mm-hmm.
on my past, so for sure, I think I'd go 10 down.
I'm going to flip you on that one because I'm a dude, and I'm 25, and I think sometimes guys look better in the face when they're older, and if I still had like a 25-year-old body, I think that would be a sweet spot for a dude. But I get why you said for a girl, the neck down.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 30 if I go one up 30 years old. Like,
that's yeah, it's too much, too yeah. soon for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and plus, you know, yeah. for a dude, what's 10 years anyway? and I'm already bald, so. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Right? So I can't get much worse.
That's true. You're already going to, like, settle in and kind of, like, accept everything.
Exactly. The last one of these questions is, What's one thing that you cannot look cool doing? Or anyone can't look cool doing?
That's a good question. I feel like with me, there's like, I think there's a lot of things I can't look cool doing, but I think that's a question. I think like skateboarding or something.
Wow.
I feel like,
you don't think people could look cool? Or you just don't think you could look cool?
I think for me, not in general, I think me personally, just because I'm saying this from personal experience because I kind of like had this very bad accident on a skateboard anyway, but I just feel like, you know when they're skaters, like they just like look really cool when you record. I feel like even if I was like a skater, I just wouldn't look cool, just, you know, doing tricks and stuff. Like,
right, right.
Yeah.
Mine is actually for me or anyone else. And if somebody disagrees with me on this, I dare you to try. Mm-hmm. My thing that I don't think anybody can look cool doing is eating a banana.
Eating a banana. Yeah.
There's no cool way. Unless you cut it up on a plate, which is like such a bitch move, then, then there's no cool way. It doesn't exist.
Exactly. Oh my god.
My
weird.
Now this is my favorite part of the podcast. This is where we play all day or no way. We got three different topics and we either agree with it or we don't, and we have to give a reason why. The first one is the 5-second rule. Like with food, if you drop it on the ground and someone yells 5-second rule, is that all day or no way?
No way. Yeah, no way. But there's also very like different scenarios. You know what kind of food it is.
That's what
where
I.
Where it fell, you know.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I go both ways on this. If it's like,
yeah,
like fucking spaghetti or something, no way.
Yeah, hell no.
But if it's like a chip or something,
what's
you know what? As long as it didn't fall in something nasty, go ahead and eat it.
Yeah.
Or like if
I think also if it's like not outside or something, like I don't think I'd pick it up if it's outside.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've picked a chip up off the ground and eaten it.
Off the ground?
not like one that I just saw there, but like if I drop like a Dorito or something, I'm like, I'm not letting this go to waste. But like I've seen people drop gum and put it in their mouth. That's fucking disgusting.
Oh no, that's disgusting. Oh my god.
So yeah, I guess it's a case by case. I guess it's a case by case kind of thing.
Yeah, but the gum is like, that's crazy. Like,
indoor or outdoor? Like, no.
You can just open another pack, you know? Like,
I agree. Yeah. Or if you drop a piece of pizza and it lands like top side down, that's no way.
Yeah,
shit's
no
gonna
way.
Stick to that.
The
next one is artificial intelligence. All day or no way.
No way, because that shit freaks me out.
Me too.
Like, yeah, it's scary.
I read this thing where, I think it was either Facebook or Google. I think it was Facebook. They had two artificial intelligence. They made two computers, and they were talking back and forth to each other. And within, like, I don't even know if it was hours, they made up their own language and were talking back and forth to each other, and they both, like, they determined that they understood what they were saying back. And they were like, and like, it went for like, I want to say each thing sent like five different messages, and Zuckerberg was like, hell no, and they pulled the plug on that. But like,
yeah, that's so fucking scary. Like, I'm telling you, like, the more they keep doing this stuff, like, it's going to become smarter than us. Like, something that was built and created by humans, I believe it will take over and become even smarter than human beings.
Right. Plus, I watch way too much Elon Musk, and he's always scared of that shit. And if that dude thinks it's a bad idea, then I can't agree that it's a good idea, because he's super smart.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
The last one, this is one, so we're both no way on the artificial intelligence, right?
Yeah, no way.
All right, good, good. The last one for all day or no way is garden gnomes. All day or no way.
Garden gnomes?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're the little, like, things on, like, those, like, the...
They're like ceramic. Like
that,
yeah.
No way. Those are freaky. Those are freaky too. I'm not really into stuff like that anymore.
Yeah.
So.
No way. Yeah. First off, if your garden doesn't look good enough without putting one of those things in it, I feel like that's a distraction from shitty gardening, first of all. So they need to fix their gardening. Second off, those things are so creepy. And if they ever came to life, I would be so scared.
Yeah, that's a nightmare. Like, that's something that I will have nightmares
about. Right. Those creepy-ass little gnomes.
You don't need that stuff. Like, all you need is, like, you know, even if you just have, like, green grass, I think that's, like, fine. Even if there's no flowers.
Right, that's enough.
You need to be extra, but, like, all these creepy-looking things on the ground.
I agree 100% on that one. So we're both no way on that.
No way.
So yeah, that's it. If you have anything else you want to talk about, we can do it. Or if you just want to plug your music and everything, that's fine too.
Whoever's listening, you can follow me on everything. My app for like all my social media, SoundCloud is Shanuka Sai, so SHANUKASAI. Or on like Spotify, Apple Music, just type Shanuka. You should find my stuff. I'm releasing a new song soon, April 12th. So you guys can check that out if you want. Other than that, I just say to everyone, whoever's listening, just keep it real and stay true to yourself and keep grinding. And as long as you like stay authentic with yourself, like everything else will kind of just fall into place. So. You know, that's all I gotta say.
Wow. With the motivation at the end.
Motivation. I got it.
Damn. All right. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on. This was a fun podcast. I hope me and you can talk again. And I'll probably post one of your songs as the outro of this, and then I'll tag you and everything. And all right.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Hopefully we can do it again. All right, have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. There it was. That was Shanuka. I said I was going to post her music. Instead of posting, you know, her biggest track, I'm going to post the one that I like the most, which is Precious off of, I don't know if there's a mixtape. I should have asked. You know, that's my bad. If you're listening, that's my bad. But this is Precious, and this is my favorite song that she has. So, until next time, peace.
Casually, I walk past you and try to catch your attention. This way, I'm ruining my reputation. I like you, boy. You give me such a rush. You're so precious. I don't know if I can touch. I caught you staring at me when I laughed a bit louder. What is it with you? I wanna find out who is your founder. I close my eyes.